Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Yeah, excellent joke there, but we won't go there.
Ball comes in play. Baumeister, right side, top of the circle.
Here comes that three.
Three from the wing. Oh, it wouldn't go. Rebound, Bulldogs in the corner. Johnson back to Baumeister, 47 seconds. Right side, Updike throws it. Here's a left side, three on the way for Baskerville. No good for Seep. Rebound by Bailey Harris. Big rebound.
Yeah, big rebound. There's the foul. Yep.
Back to the player. Kennedy Cooey is fouled.
Yep.
And she'll walk the other way to shoot free throws with 35 seconds.
I think Kylie Johnson picked it up. That was a smart play by Kylie Johnson because she, you know, time's running out, so you got a foul, put Riverdale at the line, hope for the miss.
50-44, Riverdale by six, and going to the line will be Cooey. Free throw is in the air and no good.
Rims out.
She'll get one more. Riverdale has shot a few. It looks like, I think McKay has shot 19 free throws tonight.
Wow. How many has Macy made?
She has made 13.
Wow, nice.
Into the ball game is Anna Bailey for Baskerville with 35 seconds to play. This one in the air for Cooey, and that one is good.
Big one, 7-point lead.
51-44 in favor of Riverdale. Baskerville brings it across the near side. Baumeister for three, no good. Fought for, rebound, nice play. Throwing it off of a Riverdale player is off receipt. Oh, I thought, unless it hit her out of bounds, I think the officials are going to confer.
Yeah, I think you pointed the wrong way.
I was thinking
I'm
it was basketball.
I'm pretty confident.
Ball.
It's basketball's ball. Yeah, he was looking. Sometimes you get turned the wrong way. It's definitely basketball ball. They'll bring it in again. They're going to look three. Just want to take the three away.
Here's Baumeister. Kicks it in. Three on the way. No good for Johnson. Oh, it went. I never seen when it went up and off the rim and then somehow walked back on.
Must have been magnetic because it was able to pull it back into the hole. Look for a sure miss, but game not over yet. 51-47. You're going to see tremendous pressure coming now.
21 seconds left. We'll be back in a moment with more from WRCO Radio Sports.
Be ready for the snowball dance with a stunning corsage and stylish boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers in Richland Center. Julie and the girls will have you and your date looking extra special with a custom corsage and boutonniere that will provide the perfect accent to your look. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories. Call 383-1616.
Welcome back to Riverdale. It is a 51-47 ball game. What a game.
I don't know.
22 seconds remaining. Riverdale by four.
So if you're Riverdale now, you're going to try to run your best inbounds play. If you're going to miss on the inbounds, you want to miss going the other direction again. But again, when you're sitting here, you can say a lot of stuff. But obviously, I think Riverdale has one timeout left. You don't want to turn it over on your end. You got the 4-point lead, but a lot of things could happen in 22 seconds.
And so, we've seen a little bit of everything tonight, haven't we?
Oh, for sure.
So the inbounder is Macy McKay. Baskerville, of course, picks a player. Yep. Everybody lining up.
Exactly. She can move up and down the baseline if she wants. There's the pass you're looking at.
Going with the baseball pass. I'm not surprised. Zuri Dennis grabs it at the other end and spins around and calls for traveling, I believe.
Oh, nope. They called the foul first.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. It could have. Yeah.
That was close.
Yes, it was.
Be called on Riverdale. Yep. Or Baskerville, that'll be number 20, Kylie Johnson.
Yep, Kylie Johnson with the foul.
Who just fouled out of the game, I think.
Yeah, smart foul, that's her fifth.
So she will check out of the game.
Yep.
As Coach Kinney makes a substitution, number 15, Kenna Wallen will be in. Kylie's played a nice game.
Yep.
Three threes tonight, to her credit, and a few free throws as well. So here's Zuri Dennis, one of two. She's got 9 points.
Yep.
19 seconds, Riverdale by four. Free throw is good.
Yep.
Guaranteed two, of course. 52-47. One more for Zuri. In the air, and that one is off the rim. Rebound, Baskerville. Maya Baumeister pulls it down, takes it across the timeline, throws
nice
it near side. Two-pointer up, and it is good for the Bulldogs. Kenna Wallen, 52-49, 10 seconds into Cooey, and she is fouled.
Okay.
Wow, so 52-49,
yep.
And the Bulldogs will put Riverdale at the line, yep, at the other end.
So Kennedy, another Aubrey Steep, had a really nice game. She fouls out with five.
Yep, leaves with 9 seconds remaining, so two, yep, basketball players have fouled out. And so the substitution will be made. I think Anna Bailey is her replacement. She'll come in. So these are key free throws, yeah, for Kennedy Cooey.
You want to put this in a two-possession game here. So Kennedy, of course, a senior. I'm confident she'll knock this one down.
This one in the air, and you, sure, jinxed her.
Sorry.
It rims off.
Yeah.
She'll get one more. Again, this would make it a two-possession game if she makes it. Boscobel's within a three if she does not. So here's the ball to Kennedy Cooey. Free throw in the air, and it is good.
I didn't say anything that time, Phil, so I should get credit for that.
Yeah, corner. You should.
I kept my mouth shut there.
53-49.
Free throw.
Riverdale, 9 seconds remaining. The conclusion next on WRCO Radio Sports.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Great ball game tonight. It's not done. We have 9 seconds to go.
Yep.
If you're Boscobel, you want to get a wing and a prayer. Well, you, yep, know, if you're fouled, yep, shooting a three-point shot, right?
Yeah, I think Boscobel's got one timeout left, so you could, if you wanted to, try to go to the basket quick and get that two, and then maybe go for the steal or something. But you want a quick basket, obviously. If you're Riverdale, of course, you do have fouls to give, so you could reach and get a foul and not send them to the line yet. So, but sure, definitely you don't want a foul when they're shooting a three.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the things that Coach Swigum pointed out.
Sure.
In the talk. Here comes Boscobel back to the floor. 53-49. Riverdale leads. 9 seconds remaining here at Area Girls Basketball. And the inbounder is Kenna Wallen. Kenna from the baseline. Baseballs it up to half court. Caught here near side. Here's Childs kicking it off. Three on the way. Baumeister, no good. Oh. Over the basket, out of bounds. And it will be Riverdale's
ball. Yep. That was a good idea by Boscobel. Get the ball up quickly, take the shot. Didn't work out for him. So Riverdale can just get the ball inbounds. This game should be over.
Cooey brings it in. There is a trap in the corner. Knocked, oh, away by the Bulldogs. They still get it. There's a pass up shot. Good at the buzzer.
Yep.
Will count by Baumeister, but it's a little late. It's the final score of 53-51.
Crazy
Riverdale
game.
What a ball game.
Yeah, really good game, an exciting game. Both teams played really well, really strong. Riverdale was able to persevere down the stretch and pull out a big conference win.
Wow. We'll come back with the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. It's coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
53-51, Riverdale gets the win. Welcome to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Lots of highlights in this one, and it's time for our pick of the game, the turning point, the run of the game, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. And Kurt, I think we have to go with Riverdale's key free throws tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, down that stretch when the game is really tight, Riverdale was able to get the ball into Macy McKay numerous times. She was able to go strong to the basket and then convert on with the free throws. And I think too, when you have Zuri Dennis getting to the line and knocking some big ones down, yeah, Kennedy Cooey, I think they all were able to make those big free throws. And as the game ends up, it's a two-point win, and so every free throw matters, and they were all able to pull it off and hang on.
Each team had a lead at one point.
Exactly, right.
Boscobel had what, 6-point lead, I think, at one,
yep,
point.
They did, yeah. Went up if I remember correctly, 32-26 at one point, and Riverdale came back, and it was back and forth. Then Riverdale kind of surged and got that 8-point lead, and then Boscobel comes down and cuts the 8-point lead to 5 in just a matter of seconds. and then Riverdale makes the free throws down the stretch. So it was a hard-fought win. I thought Boscobel played really strong and really a good game. And then Riverdale was challenged here, and they were able to put it together down the stretch. And you got to win these tough ones, and I think it'll pay off down the road when you're in these tight games and you know what you got to do to win. And they did the things they had to do to pull it out down the stretch, and I think it'll give them a big lift as this second half of the season continues.
It was a January grinder.
Yes, it was. It's what you expect out of a rivalry game.
Absolutely.
I mean, both teams are going to give it their all, and things just don't come easy. And I think Riverdale showed the mental toughness that you have to pull out games like this. So, congrats.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for coming along and helping us.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it. It's always fun.
Janine's holding supper for you
here
tonight.
Somebody is, but yeah, for sure. So, thanks a lot, Phil.
You bet. Go. Yeah. It was good to have you back. Yep. The run of the game sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin' Rewards. Enjoy your exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. This is high school girls basketball. Tonight's game won by Riverdale, 53-51. We'll check more scores in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Foggy Bottom Woodwork specializes in meeting customers' unique needs. Whether it's one small cabinet or cabinetry and millwork for the entire house, all stained and finished to match, Foggy Bottom Woodworks is the one to call. Also, now doing custom engraved wooden signs. Call Rick at 739-4440 for a free in-home estimate. Stop at Foggy Bottom Woodworks, located at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or visit foggybottomwoodworks.com.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company works harder to get you the top dollar for your property. The team will help you prepare your property to sell and then engage the right buyers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty has the experience and expertise to handle all aspects of the sale from listing to closing, including transferring titles and accepting wire transfers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company online at wilkinsonauctions.com. Call 739-4404.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
Welcome back to Riverdale. The final score tonight, 53-51. The Chieftains get the win. Here's a look at scoring. Mason McKay with 19 points, 13 of 19 from the free throw line. 14 for Zuri Dennis, 11 for Kennedy Cooey, 4 by Bailey Harris, 3 for Allie Goplin, 2 for Lily Barr. On the other side, Boscobel is led by Kylie Johnson with 15, fouled out with 19 seconds left. Aubrey Seep with 14, fouled out with 9 seconds remaining. And from there, 8 for Maya Baumeister, 5 by Addison Rounds, 4 points for Kenna Wallen, 3 for Avery Updike, and 2 by Izzy Childs. Good ball game. Again, the Riverdale led 24-20 at the break. Boscobel made a really nice run there in that second stanza and went up by a total of 6 points at 32-26 before Riverdale came back and eventually got the lead down the stretch. Boscobel came all the way back again and made it a ball game, got within 4 points at 43-39. And again, the Chieftains were able to get that lead back up there. Boscobel kept whittling away. They got within 2, and you had to wonder if there was a little more time on the clock, what would have happened here. Good ball game ending tonight with a 53-51 Riverdale win. They improved to 8-3. They are 3-3 now in the conference for Boscobel, standing now at 2-7 overall, 0-6 in the SWAL. Riverdale only made 1 3-pointer, which is a little bit of a surprise. Riverdale, with a lot of threes this year, especially from Kennedy Cooey, but Boscobel did a pretty good job along the perimeter tonight. The Bulldogs have 8 3-pointers made. Kylie Johnson has 3 of them, 2 apiece for Maya Baumeister and Aubrey Seep as well. The Bulldogs 7 of 12 from the line. Riverdale 26 of 38 free throw shooting tonight from the line. Riverdale won the JV game 61-25, the final score. And now a final look at the Phil Nee flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Fenimore over Iowa Grant, 59-38. It's hard to imagine another game still going. I think most of these are finals. Girls basketball final, Cashton 46, New Lisbon 31. Kickapoo 40, North Crawford 27. Hillsboro wins in overtime over Viroqua, 56-53 in boys basketball. Highland 84, Benton 42 among the scores from tonight. And let's see, I think we had some others somewhere along the line. I know Ithaca was a winner against Lafarge. Tim will share the complete list with us a little bit later on here tonight. So that was a final. And Mauston defeats Richland Center as well. We had that one earlier, and that was a non-conference game that started at 6 o'clock. Here at Riverdale, 53-51, our final score. The host Chieftains get the win against the Boscobel Bulldogs. And more conference action coming up here from the SWAL. Riverdale travels to Southwestern on Friday night, and the next action for the Bulldogs coming up against Iowa Grant at home on Friday. For the Bulldogs, their first game back since December the 20th. And maybe a little rusty in the beginning, but shook the rust off and made it a good ball game here tonight. Riverdale wins by 2. Our game engineered by Mr. Fabulous, Tim Feed. Phil Nee signing off. Have a great rest of your Tuesday evening. And thank you for supporting local sports on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
She don't drink whiskey much, but I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. She's been, I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does, I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. Well, I'm a mile away from perfect. There's a curse word that I cursed. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. I hope she never breaks.
find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm a one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. One crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up.
Right off in the sunset. left. It was a big showdown. Oh yeah, we stood our ground. Shut out the lights. It got a little crazy. I don't wanna see us go the way of the buffalo. Don't wanna have another Wild West show. Hey ya, hey ya. I'm feeling like Tonto, riding a Pinto, trying to chase the Lone Ranger down.
Spice up your life at Whitaker's Market. As a cook, the bulk food section is one of my favorite departments in the store. In addition to the nuts and dried fruit, the flowers and sweeteners, we have over 65 dried herbs and spices packaged in convenient 8-ounce containers and reasonably priced for you to take home and make those delicious meals that your family loves to eat. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Partly cloudy and chilly and a low of 7 tonight. Partly cloudy and a bit cooler Wednesday, a high of 20. Mostly clear and cold Wednesday night, a low of 5. Thursday, partly cloudy and turning milder for the afternoon. A 30% chance of snow showers late Thursday night. And Friday, 29, with a 30% chance of light snow showers through midday.
Time on you. If you don't want me, won't be hard to find someone better than you. You can't say that about me. Boy, I'm way too good for you. I am going out tonight. Ain't wasting my time on you. If you don't want me, won't be hard to find someone better than you. Just saying that about me. No girl has my attitude to fill these shoes. Ain't wasting my time. You lost a name. like you're lost to me.
In the lonely sitting, I fought back the tears. I don't love you anymore. It's so hard to hear. How lucky am I that you said goodbye at 7 o'clock on a Friday night? I won't be lonely long. By the time that first beer's gone, I'll be floating on a neon cloud with my friends around. We'll be raising up our glasses and singing out loud to those done me wrong, drinking songs. Hey ladies, tonight it's on. In this parking lot, look at all the friends I got. I won't be lonely long. By the time that first beer's gone, I'll be floating on a neon cloud with my friends around. We'll be raising up our glasses and singing out loud to those done me wrong, drinking songs. Hey ladies,
around our own little fresh patch of beans, or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view, where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. For the middle of it, out in the middle of the country, in a country house with you. You.
like my daddy did, like his daddy did. Oh, drying all our clothes in the fresh air. We'll go down by the creek, just sit there. You can let your hair down, I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in Moped jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the wiggle of it out in the middle of the country, in a country house with you.
Sure love good. Every time you want.
just calm down.
Just calm
in these
down.
Situations I found it's best not to be proud.
Say that you're sorry, Maria.
Shut up and kiss me. Stop shaking, stand up and hold me. I bet you're gonna miss me. You need me,
believe me, Maria.
Shut up and kiss me. You're crazy and it turns me on and on.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
100.9 WRCO. The tall weeds laid flat down on the hard, flat Kansas ground. Sad song in her head kept blowing round. She barely even knew his name, but she liked the way he played the game. Everybody cheered when he scored that last touchdown. Summer, the wonder, the hunger, and the sound of distant thunder. Indian summer, tangled in a mama tree, out of the wine in a motel.
Summer.
dust bowl town. Sometimes when alone, when how I wonder where we'd be if I never scored that last touchdown.
Packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing I on, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morn till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin. Hell of a bluff, you had me believing. How many months you plan on leaving? What happened? Bad habits to go back, go bashing. I loved you, how tragic. Oh, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you enough? Where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in
Center. Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Partly cloudy and chilly and a low of 7 tonight. Partly cloudy and a bit cooler Wednesday, a high of 20. Mostly clear and cold Wednesday night, a low of 5. Thursday, partly cloudy and turning milder for the afternoon. A 30% chance of snow showers late Thursday night. And Friday, 29, with a 30% chance of light snow showers through midday.
In girls' high school basketball this evening, Riverdale hosted Boscobel, which was our featured broadcast heard earlier right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the